To talk about the Romanesque and Gothic, we recommend you stand before the stairway leading to the main altar. This way you can easily see the church Pere de Coma envisioned in the late 12th century. The first stone of the church, however, wasn't laid until 1203, and the site was consecrated to worship 75 years later. If you look closely, the church's Latin cross layout is apparent, with three naves, the central and two lateral naves, as well as the chevet, presided over by the main apse and the apsidioles, or chapels, placed on either side. This Romanesque character is also highly present in the windows, small and rounded at the top, and in the enormous and powerful support pillars, as well as in all the capitals, created by multiple workshops with influences from both Italy and southern France. However, Gothic is also present. You'll recognize it in the cross vaults of the ceiling, in the lantern tower, and in most of the chapels. This church was the scene in medieval times of great liturgical celebrations. Such was the case of the processions of Holy Week or Corpus Christi, but also certain dramatized performances like La Colometa, which commemorated the coming of the Holy Spirit over the Apostles and the Virgin Mary, or Song of the Sibyl, which depicted the arrival of the Messiah and the end of the world.